the JK Games, the gaming podcast where we bring you the gaming news we care about.
And maybe some that we don't.
And whether you play on easy mode.
Or you like a good challenge.
This is a show where we'll try to level up your gaming knowledge. Boom.
We back, baby.
We're live. We're live and we're ready to go. And we're joined by a special guest here today. His name's Cody Crumley. Hello, Cody.
Woo! Hey, Jerica. How are
what
you?
What appearance Great. Is this? This is your fifth appearance, I think.
Appearance, but I'm glad that you think I've been on here five times. So.
No,
it feels like at least a few different times. It's like been, more than twice.
It's been more than two times.
No, it's only been
two times. Just two?
It's really
is this the third time?
No, I think this is the second time.
Oh, my
time.
God.
Yeah, I mean, this is the second time.
I don't know about that.
I sort of went in a little soon with Cody, like, introducing him. I was just so excited to do so, but the thing's coming that I told you about earlier, Cody, so just hang tight. If you didn't know, my name is Jerica, one of your hosts.
And I am Kayla, your other host here at JK Games.
And we tend to talk about video games and stuff here from time to time. And, yeah, is that how you would summarize our show, Kayla?
I would say so. We talk about video games. You know, sometimes we go on rants about random side thing, side quest, if you will. We've been known to talk about the occasional cowboy church, some ticks, some I talk about books sometimes, movies. Jerica, you saw the new Spider-Man movie, didn't you?
Have you seen it yet? Of course.
Okay.
I
have not seen it yet. Me and Cody haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
So.
We have not
I'm
seen
not
it.
Even gonna react with my face.
Okay.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Wow. Stone cold. Wow. Poker face.
That's it. That's. I have to like hold my face because I smile a lot, even when mm-hmm. I'm unhappy. I just still smile.
Yeah,
I think it's a coping mechanism or something.
So yeah, we talk about a little bit of everything here.
I have to hold back my face.
Mm-hmm. There you go. You're a very expressive person, I would say.
That's why I have a wrinkly forehead.
God, no.
Comes with experience.
Anyways.
Yeah.
But I will say this. Cody is one of our guests, and this is now his second time here. It feels like five.
Allegedly.
Because we're just so close, and we talk about games with him all the time. But yeah, Cody, we're glad that you're here, because
Thanks.
Cody also likes to talk about video games, and mm-hmm. He has some really cool things that he's been working on, and I know he's shared on socials from time to time. But before we get into that, like, Cody, have you watched Arcane yet on Netflix?
Oh, my God. No, I haven't watched Arcane.
Okay, the show's over. I'm ending the stream right now. Just get up and leave. Just kidding.
So the only thing I know about Arcane is Sting sings a song in it, and then also maybe there's an Imagine Dragon in it. And that's it.
Yeah, there's a few. Well, is there only one Imagine Dragon?
I don't know.
Just one dragon?
I mean, it's like one dragon and then his quartet of band, maybe? I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't seen them in person before.
Oh, me neither.
Like a band.
We should change that. Anyways, Cody, he's been writing some, would you say, articles, opinions, opinion pieces?
Opinion pieces, some reviews, some, you know, thoughts of mine. Yeah, yeah, I would say so. Mm-hmm. Those are all words to describe what I do.
I'm really glad you started doing it, because just
Thanks.
Like I like talking to you about these things, just to know I could at any point in time pull up some of your work and I could start reading and listening in my head with your voice sharing all of this gaming knowledge. So that's pretty special that you have that out there.
Thanks, Jerica. That means a lot. I appreciate that. Yeah. Anytime you want me to just read it to you, you can call me. I'll read it over the phone. Yeah.
Perfect. You do have a calling voice.
Yeah.
That's way more than I expected from this conversation. So I'm so ready for this. I will hit you up on that.
Yeah.
When you least expect it. Cody, if anyone watching or listening wants to find some of your work, where can we go?
Yeah, so you can go to, it's pretty simple, is codycrumley.wixsite.com. We're working on getting a URL kind of made, so we're going to come up with an official name and a professional one. And, you know, now that I've been doing this for a while, and I think, like, you know, it's something I really like doing, and really want to like continue doing into the new year. Like, let's make it official now. Let's get a logo. Let's get a name for it, and let's kind of get out there and do it. But yeah, right now, yeah. So just my first and last name, CodyCrumley.wixsite.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, at Cody Crumley. And, you know, I'll post all my stuff there. And you also see, like, screenshots of games I'm playing, or, you know, I try to take some, like, cool game photography and things like that.
He's also really good with the picture taking. Yes, and the games. I agree. I like looking at your screen. He just went through Galaxy of the Guardians.
Galaxy of the Guardians!
That's my version. Guardians of the Galaxy, and all the screenshots you took were incredible.
That game is really pretty. Man, they made that game look real good. Mm-hmm. Blown away how good that game. Like, there's so much lighting and stuff on it. It's amazing. Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
So what do we do at this part, Kayla? What do we need to...
Well, let's go ahead and move into our loadout.
Oh, yeah. Cody, don't forget to put on your seatbelt. If not, you'll fly out.
I got
to
get jacked in. Hold on a second. There we go.
Got to be careful in this part, you know? So if you're new here, we would love for you to follow our Instagram and Twitter, which is at JK Games Podcast. That's where we announce when we're going live. We'll do Q&As every now and then, and just follow us over there. We'll share some of Cody's screenshots, maybe one day when he gets an Instagram. and then our Twitch, if you're not currently watching us live, we have started doing live episodes on Twitch more often, and that is just going to be at JK Games Cast on Twitch. Or if you go over to our Instagram, our link for that will always be in our bio to all of our different socials, including our YouTube, which is where we're going to start uploading our recordings of our live shows if you're able to make it live. And that's just JK Games if you look that up on YouTube. And of course, if you have any comments, questions, suggestions, any of that nature, email us at jkgamespodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to leave us a review on whatever platform you're listening on. That would be great. We would appreciate that. Cody, have you left us a review?
I have left you a review. I gave you five stars.
That's a lot of stars.
It's a lot of stars. Wow. Yeah. I tried to give six, and they were like, no, you got to give, you gotta take one star back. And I was like, okay.
Wow.
Man.
Wow.
Okay, so let's move into our easy mode. I want to know a little bit about what all of you guys have been playing. Obviously, minus what today's main topic, which I haven't even discussed. Oh my gosh, I forgot that part.
Luckily, if anyone's watching, we have it up there, and we have Alex Chin, like, above my camera next to Cody. She is in frame.
Jerica, thank
Life
you.
Life is Strange spoilers ahead.
For this beautiful...
I've always wanted Alex Chin next to me.
Wow. That's a good point.
She's there.
We're not going to dive into... If you want to stay... If you're not interested in hearing spoilers, like, if you want to save that, we'll make an announcement, like, before we dive into the actual spoilers. For now, we're just going to be talking about other stuff for a little bit. But, Jerica, thank you for making this. This looks so good. You did a really good job.
You know, just downloaded it and put it in. That's all I did.
Well, it looks good. So, yeah, today we're going to be doing a spoiler cast all about Life is Strange, True Colors. We are all going to discuss the choices that we made. If you don't know what this game is, essentially, it's kind of like a choose-your-own-adventure sort of thing. And the way that you choose in the game affects the outcome. And so we're going to discuss all the different choices that we've made. Cody took a little peek in, to see, because you can see your friend's choices in the game. And apparently we all chose very differently. So I'm excited to discuss, like, how did that affect our game? What do we think about the game? Cody just got finished. I got finished recently. Jerica finished closer to when it came out, right, Jerica?
Yes. I was just waiting for that to drop. So I can just play through it.
We're going to discuss all of that later. First, we're going to dive into our easy mode, which is what we've been playing, watching, all that sort of fun things. And then we'll do a little bit of news, because we haven't done news in a while. Do you want to touch on some of the articles, Jerica? Do we want to touch on something?
I haven't got really to that, but I do have one thing I can add that's not in the notes.
Yeah, and we can talk about some other fun flair as well that has come out. We'll talk about a couple things in normal mode. But then
I forgot to check the notes, Kayla. That's all I'll say.
Oh, it's okay.
I see that it's updated. I was just, you know, trying to make sure our cameras were working.
Oh, we're good. We'd have a couple things we could talk about that we had from last week that we didn't get to.
Yeah.
And then our expert mode is just where we're going to talk about Life is Strange later. So we're going to go ahead and dive in. Let's talk about what we've been playing, folks. Who wants to start? Do we want our guest of honor to start?
I think it's proper, yeah.
Is that, I think, like, it's podcast manners? Yeah.
Here you go,
I have
sir.
No idea.
Go ahead and start us. Begin.
All right. I will.
Was, your that, Southern Belle.
Yeah, it was supposed to come out as British, and then just Southern Belle came out instead.
Alrighty,
yeah.
Cody. Let's hear it. Your game of the week.
I've been playing the gonk.
No, we can't do this.
No, we can't. Yeah, I can't.
Did you say the gonk?
The gunk, mm-hmm. Yes.
The gonk?
I've been playing the gunk. I've been getting gunked on. Yeah.
I want to get gunked on.
Anybody watching live, if you want to drop in the chat what have you guys been playing, I would love to see what y'all have been playing while Cody's talking.
You should, man, like, the Gunk is the perfect Game Pass game, because I don't think it's worth spending money on, but I think it is a pretty fun time just kind of mess around with. So you play these two kind of scavengers who are kind of poor and like kind of struggling. They get these crazy readings on this planet, and so they drop down. One of them, it's really cool, she has a detachable arm which she uses to suck the gunk up with. She calls it Pumpkin, but it's like
cute.
A vacuum cleaner arm. Yeah, it's super adorable. And so they go on it, they reach these like energy readings, and they go and like they see this like breathing and like moving black ooze. They don't call it the gunk to begin with, but this is the gunk. Spoiler. The gunk is in the gunk.
spoiler
alert. Yeah, it's a gunk. But yeah, like, so, like, I've been playing. It's kind of like a... It reminded me of... I was explaining to you guys earlier. It reminded me of, like, an early 2000s, like, puzzle platformer thing. So, like, it doesn't feel super modern. Like, the jumping doesn't feel super great in it, and the puzzles aren't super complicated. At least where I'm at, I played it, like, two, three hours, maybe. I'm in chapter three. There, I found old alien ruins on this planet, so we'll see what that turns up, I guess. But like, it's visually looks really cool. So like, it's got like a lot of purple, a lot of blue, like a lot of like sun rays coming down, and like the gunk is actually like the kind of the coolest thing. It just kind of like it's weird to like describe it. Almost looks like it's breathing. Like it's like a living thing. And then you suck it up in your, like, Ghostbuster vacuum cleaner arm, and it is, I don't know, it's the most satisfying thing, because I wish it was on PS5, because there would be haptics.
Look at us, Cody, are we doing it right?
You're doing it like that? Yeah. Like that. Huh.
Is it almost like it's pulsating?
Pulsating is such a good word, Jerrica. Man, it does look like it's pulsating.
That's such one of my favorite adjectives.
Pulsating?
Yes.
I mean, look, it describes a lot
of
things.
Or is it a verb?
It could be both. It's like an adverb. It can be both, I think. Yeah.
It's been a while since I've been in, you know, school, so.
I've been playing a lot. It's been a good, just kind of chill, like, put on a podcast. Like, the story is whatever. Like, the characters are, they're fun. There's a cool, except there's one robot. His name is Kurt. It's spelled C. Lowercase u, uppercase r, and then like a weird squiggly thing that looks like a t, but I don't know, but they call him Kurt, and he only says one thing, and they'll be like, hey Kurt, can you help with this thing, and he'll be like, you got served, and that's it, that's all he says. And I want that robot, looks so great. I love Kurt to death. I wish
that's
the whole
really
game
cute.
Was about Kurt.
Kurt side mission, please.
Kurt Sideman, give me a Kurt side story where I figure out, like, why can't he say anything but tell me I got served? Like, can he beatbox? Can he actually serve me on the dance floor? I don't know.
I'm sold by this robot character you're describing. I'm sold.
Kurt's great. Yeah, I wish more Kurt, there was more Kurt. I wish Kurt could follow me, but yeah, it's fine. I don't know. It's made by the SteamWorld Dig people. Those were on, like, 3DS and, like, Nintendo platforms. I think those games are better and, like, more creative with puzzles and things. So far, this just seems to be okay.
Okay. Has anything else, like, been catching your attention? I know you just finished Guardians, right?
Yeah, I just finished Guardians.
You wrote a whole review, didn't you?
I wrote, I'm working on something for it. I kind of wrote, when I was, like, halfway through, I wrote something about it. It's better.
Well,
yeah.
Go
ahead, yeah.
Whatever you're writing is as long as a game, it might take you forever.
That, oh man, I was like to pull back curtain a little bit, me and Jerrica would talk, and I'd be like, "Oh, Jerrica, I'm at chapter 8." You know, she's like, "Oh yeah, you're getting there," or like, "Oh yeah, yeah, it's happening." And then like 10 would happen, and then 11, I'm like, "All right, this game, I feel like we've been ramping up to the end game forever," and it's just like, "All right, chapter 14, finally, okay, we did it, we're finally there, maybe, I think so." A game is amazing though, like it really is. Like I'm not a big Guardians person. Like when it comes to, like the Marvel movies, like they're fine. Like Chris Pratt he's a Chris, and he's fine, I guess. and Gamora just seemed kind of like they made her one note and like just to be a love interest for her. Gamora in this Guardians game is one of the best characters of the year, like full stop. Like she is, like her arc of going from like, oh, you know, she's the assassin that no one's talked to, she's brittle, and like, you know, you don't want to mess with her, to like, oh, like going into her backstory about like what Thanos did to her, what, you know, Nebula, her sister, did to her, and like what that family dynamic and like family trauma happened to them is insane. And one of it's like a 2-minute scene that I think I posted on Twitter, if you want to look at it, of her interaction with Star-Lord, and it's just like a tear ran down her eye, and it was just like, yeah, it was super emotional. And like that game shouldn't be that story shouldn't be this good in this game. Like it just shouldn't be, and they went like way above and beyond with it.
That's awesome.
It was definitely not expected, for sure. Like I was gonna play this, I was like, oh, this would be a good old time, you know, this game will probably be immediately on sale soon. But no, I like started playing, I was like, whoa, oh, this isn't too bad.
Yeah, like
this is way better than I expected.
It was immediately just like, oh, they like, oh, this is like funny, and like it's got like all these characters are like fleshed out, and like, oh man, like why didn't they do this with Avengers? Like, what were they? Yeah,
it's so weird. Yeah,
this is the same. Yeah. This is still Square Enix. They made Avengers. Oh man. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any other games you want to talk about, or is that really the main two?
I think I'm still like, I'm still unpacking with unpacking. So, I've been playing that a few levels at a time. That game, is way more sad than I thought it would be.
I had a feeling.
Yeah. For just unpacking furniture and this like stuffed animals and clothes and stuff. Like there's some, like the story it tells by just like you're moving through different environments and is kind of cool. Like, yeah, like I'll eventually finish it, and like I'm just kind of playing it in chunks. There's one part where you can tell the person you're playing is a she, and she's moving in with someone who has a lot of black and blue stuff, maybe like a boyfriend, you know, who knows. Aww. And he doesn't leave you enough room to put your stuff out, and you've got to move his stuff around a little bit. You got to find spots and got to adjust his, and then like, oh, it's just like it's the most generic looking masculine apartment I've ever seen. and it is, it's like, oh, like I was so mad. And then the next scene is like, oh, she moved back to her childhood home. She's moving back in her childhood bedroom. It's like, well, that didn't end great. I wonder what happened there. So like, it's a very zen game. You just want to like chill, you know, and just kind of.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. Jerrica, what are you playing right now? I really want to pick up Unpacking after Cody's like mini review.
You should play on Unpacking. I downloaded that and I played the first level and I was like, I'm gonna put this down because this is really dangerous, because this is really fun. This is really good.
It unlocks a part of your brain that just like, man, I just want to organize my room better now. Ugh.
I already was like, oh, this is a Jerrica game. I can dig this way too hard and probably, you know, never go back to work if this game lasted forever. Just putting all the books on the shelf were great. Okay, I'll quit going on about Unpacking. I will beat that before I talk about it again. Is it pretty long?
I don't think so. Like I think I'm,
that makes me sad. I wish it was forever. I wish it never ended.
I mean, you know, you can always start in our save file and go through it again. I think there is like an endless mode or something. Like there's like you can go back and like, oh, just organize it how you want it, you know, instead of having to like do exactly what the room wants you to do.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta get to that. That's a good game. Sure. Well, other than Destiny, because I could talk about Destiny forever, but Destiny's like keeps like delivering on content. Like, I cannot believe like how much new stuff we keep getting from Destiny. Because normally around this time, like October, September, that time, you would have a new expansion. But with this next expansion, they decided to, like, I wouldn't say delay it, but push it towards the beginning of next year, so February, which was honestly like a good move because they had the 30th anniversary event planned. Bungie's 30th anniversary event is happening. Also, the Dawning is happening, which is like the Christmas holiday event. You have to bake cookies and make and give them to your favorite guardians and people around the tower and other planets. And if you bake all these cookies, you get an emblem and like some flair to put on your guardian. So, and a sparrow, I think. You get stuff. You get swag for making the cookies. And I have fun with that every year. So lots going on. The 30th anniversary stuff going on with Destiny is so cool. Because if you're a Halo fan, all the weapons are basically like they can't. I'm sure there's like some things in there where they can't completely copy certain things, but they're inspired by Halo weapons. So there's a new sword that you can get from one of the new events, which is also a whole other story. It has a horse in it. That's all I'm going to say.
What?
But this sword like looks like the energy sword, like halfway there. It's like cut in half, but okay. It's the energy sword from Halo. So yeah, if you just want to see what those weapons look like, you can check it out. But yeah, there's a new, like I said, I wouldn't talk about the horse, but I have to talk about the horse. That's not how he says it. Horse. He says it. Is there this? No.
Uh-oh.
I was trying to say horse. Like he says horse. I mean, maybe he is saying that. I wouldn't be surprised. But Xur's like a creepy guy with like tentacles for a face. He's like this. And he comes around only on the weekends selling exotic weapons and stuff. Yeah, he's only in the tower or another planet. He comes in on the weekends and then he goes away. So you can only like check out his wares on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Anyways, the reason why I'm talking about Xur. I see, like, I'm probably just making no sense. But Xur has his own event called Dares of Eternity, and it's set up like a, like, 80s, early 90s style, like, game show, almost like, what's some shows, like, that came on Nickelodeon? I see it in my head, but what is it, like?
Legends of the Hidden Temple?
Something like that, and what's the other one?
Double Dare?
Or, like, Double Dare, that's it. Okay. Double Dare, and it's like a, you know, just like how the announcer like talks through those things is what happens with Xur and these like modes.
Okay.
Dares of Eternity, and it's hilarious. There's a magical multi-dimensional horse, and it neighs, and Xur's like, "You got to keep going. The horse demands it," and the horse goes, "Rrrr!" Like
that's a good horse. Yeah.
I have no idea what the horse means, but the horse is there. You hear it neighing. It's very demanding. Xur speaks for the horse. And yeah, that's okay. I'm going to wrap up the Destiny. That's the Destiny 30th anniversary event in a nutshell.
Can I ask you a question about Destiny?
Yes.
Okay. So the last time I played Destiny, Peter Dinklage was still voicing a small robot. So it's been a really long time. What the hell happened in Destiny? Why is there a horse and what? Were they baking cookies? And wasn't there this guy like Cade 6 or Cade 9 or then he?
Rest in peace.
Didn't he? Yeah, is he dead now or not dead? Maybe.
Yeah.
But
yeah, he's sort of he was a hero.
Was that the one that Nathan Fillion voiced?
Yes.
Okay, that's all I know about Destiny. That was 100% of my Destiny knowledge.
That's a good bit of Destiny knowledge, though. As you know, like, Destiny didn't start with a really strong, it didn't tell a story very well at the beginning. Like, it didn't. You had to actually go back and, like, if you didn't read these, like, lore, I forgot what they're called. If you did not read in that game, you didn't get a lot of world building, really, in my opinion. Like, there's so much about each of the races and all of this. Like, we're all, like, what happened to the Traveler? Why is the Traveler here? There's so much Destiny. Like, if you read, like, all the stuff, you'll learn so much. I'm sure there's something in here about the horse, but I can't tell you because I have no idea what the horse is
about. Are there Destiny books I can read? Like, there's Halo books? Or
Yes, I believe.
Wait,
so.
Really?
I believe,
okay.
Like, yeah.
I think there I don't know if they're like.
There's definitely books based on like different things in the World of Destiny that you can read about. But I personally, I should read more, but I watch, I forget whose YouTube channel it is, but there's like literally one video that's like an hour and a half, and me and Audrey have watched all of it, like talking about the Taken and like how that started and stuff. So, anywho, it's very lore rich if you like to read. And it's, but what why I was saying that with Destiny 2 and ultimately, like, the past 2 years, they've done a really good job of, like, telling better stories with, like, the characters in the game versus you having to find and read this information to figure out what happened.
That's good.
So, yeah, Destiny's great. I can't wait for February. Sabathun and her worm. She's
Sabathun!
Sabathun! And I also was going to mention the next thing I've been playing, just so I will quit rambling, is I went back to a game because there's some DLC that's out, and I say downloadable content, it came with an update, but I love Assassin's Creed Odyssey and I love Assassin's Creed Valhalla, and my two favorite leading ladies from the game have a crossover. That's weird. Why? And I sent a funny meme to the group. I was just like, yep. Yeah, you guys saw it probably, but that made me laugh out loud. Two very strong women fighting for Valhalla is something I would, you know, pay money for, but luckily it's free. You can play this right now if you have Assassin's Creed Valhalla. And I think, I didn't look this up, but I think Odyssey is free this past weekend, or it could still be free to download, and then Valhalla's not, but the DLC like is just included with the update. But I think both games have a mission to play, and I think Odyssey there's a DLC for both, but I'm just playing whatever got expanded on in Valhalla. So Eivor is investigating this town's like having nightmares, and they're freaking out, and they're like, oh, the lady with the eagle. And it's Cassandra from Assassin's Creed Odyssey. And if you haven't beaten Assassin's Creed Odyssey, which it's okay if you haven't, because both of these games are very long and detailing their DLC. There's a lot. It's a project to take on an Assassin's Creed game lately. But I will say, Cassandra doesn't die. She is sort of immortal. So it does make sense to the story if you've played through Odyssey. I gave one little spoiler, but I promise I'm not spoiling anything like how she becomes.
Odyssey's been out a long time. I think you can rip the band-aid off if you want.
All right, great. I did it. She basically, do you guys care? Just real quick.
I watched the video before Valhalla, so I'm okay.
Okay, great. Do you care, Kayla? You'll never play Odyssey probably or care. No. Okay, great. If you play it, you might even forget. Well, Cassandra stumbles upon Atlantis, and she gets this.
Right.
I know,
<That's>
right?
Forgot.
And
how do you stumble upon Atlantis?
I sort of forgot how she got there, but she was drawn
Let's
to
see
it.
Here.
She was drawn
There's
to
a,
it.
It's underwater.
So, like in the world of Assassin's Creed, there's some alien stuff happening. Some Final Fantasy characters show up in Origins. Like anything's possible. Not lying about that.
It's
was
very true.
Final Fantasy characters showed up in Origins.
Yeah.
So anything can happen. So Cassandra was drawn to this trident, which I believe was like, I forget what they call it. It's a special item that basically makes you super powerful with her. I guess it makes her immortal. And she's like tasked to like protect all these items scattered across the world that these aliens made.
Isu.
I say aliens.
Isu.
Easy. Thank you, Cody.
God.
There we go. And they're not really aliens. They're just who came before us, if I'm not mistaken. I think they even made humans. I can't remember all of it.
Neanderthals.
They did make humans.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Yes, they did? Okay,
they
cool.
did. You got it.
Anyways, Cassandra, I was just like, why would, you know, the Roman Empire, someone from the Roman Empire, like, stumble across a Viking in England, right? Why that? Well, it's because Cassandra doesn't get old. So that's why everybody's like, I've seen a few people. That doesn't make sense. I'm like, well, you didn't finish Assassin's Creed Odyssey. It does make sense.
I was going to say, you have to finish. It's like the DLC, right?
Fact check.
Yeah.
Show them the receipts.
So, and it was sort of sad because when the two characters met, they immediately started fighting, though, because, like, Eivor didn't know who she was, so they start fighting, and it was a really long fight scene. I'm just like, couldn't look away. So they were so beautiful.
When I first heard about this, the first person I thought was like, "Oh, Jerrica's gonna love this. This is like
I'm like right up my alley."
I was like, "Did she write this?" Gonna make me.
It just really seems like something I'd be a part of. I'm not gonna lie. So they're fighting, and then Cassandra's like, "I'm here to help. It's not me causing this, but I know what is causing this, and I'm here to stop it." And they're just like on their horseback, like going to find this next like thing that's causing problems. And at one point they start talking about like, you must not be too old. And Cassandra's like, yes, I'm very old actually. And then they talk about their, because Eivor has a raven, like in every game they have a bird, like your main character has a bird that can see. It's like an assassin's thing, I guess, to have a bird. Mm-hmm. And Cassandra's like, oh, I like your raven. And she's like, well, I used to have an eagle, but it died, and that made me really sad. Aww. Because yeah, she's her bird died because she doesn't die, she doesn't get old.
Oh, so sad.
That's where I'm gonna end the story.
Oh man.
But they have like a lot of great dialogue together so far. It's not bad. Like that's I thought awesome. It'd be a little cheesy, but it's not. I thought it'd be like fan servicey, but no, it's interesting.
Okay.
I plan on playing more of it. So that's all I've been playing.
It's cool.
My list is very short and sweet compared to you guys. I've been playing more of Psychonauts 2, which yes. is per recommendation of really everyone that knows me in real life, but I'm really enjoying it. I'm not too much further than I was before because the holidays have really hit me like a truck, you know? In a good way and a bad way. I've been really busy. But I have gotten to play a little bit more of that, and so I love it so far. It definitely seems like my type of game. I love the characters. I love the art style. I talked about it last week, I think, but very like Tim Burton-esque. I just love it. And I love the way that they speak about mental health. I love the kind of like cheekiness, but also like serious tones as well. I think it's both. It goes hand in hand, and I really like that. I think, Cody, you wrote a whole review on Psychonauts.
Double Fine is the people who made it, and it felt like oh, they've always make like weird like quirky games. Like yeah, I think like Tim Burton, if he was like an optimistic person, is like the way I would describe it.
And that's like a really good description.
And they always like this feels like the perfect game for them. Like they finally were able to put it all together with the budget, what they wanted to do, and yeah, like it was it kind of blew me away because I didn't play the first one, and I was like, the story is great. Yeah,
I didn't play it either, but I'm really enjoying it, and I really like everything about it. I just need to play more to get a better feel for it and kind of get through more of the story. So that's where I'm at with that. What I've really been playing a lot of lately is I've gone like head first back into. I played so many hours of Stardew Valley. It's insane.
I love it
so much. It's my perfect like type of game. Cody, have you played Stardew Valley?
I have. I played when it came to Switch is when I finally got bit by the bug, and I wanted to do my farm and save this town from the bad corporation. Yeah, I was way into it.
So I played on Switch as well because I think that I like playing it like mobily, mobile. You know what I mean?
Mobily.
I play it a lot like in the car on drive and things like that. I'm not driving in the passenger seat.
Good, that's not safe.
Hey, you do what you gotta do.
I love it. I love all the relationships that you get to make with people. I'm currently just getting to know everybody. I was really like head down, like focused on like getting through like the mines and like opening up all my stuff, but I didn't really have time to like. I was more about like the logistical like processes than like making relationships with people, and you miss like so much if you don't like get to know people and like parts of their stories unveiled. It gives you parts of your story and unlocks other things. In secret. So I just love how much this game has to offer, and like I just feel like I'll never be done ever. Like I think there's just so much to do and to explore. So that's all.
And I feel like we played that game like so differently because I feel like I did the opposite. I was like, I'm just gonna talk to people and give them gifts and try to do all that, and like I'll farm some stuff, but like the caves, nah, I don't need no caves. My guy was not a fighter. He's a farmer and a lover.
I'm the so I
a
wanted
farmer
to
farmer and a lover. I love.
I'm a fighter. I was like, I gotta get to the bottom of the caves. I'm almost there, actually. But yeah, no. So that's kind of been my focus. But that's just the way that my brain works. I'm like, okay, I gotta do X, Y, Z, and then I'll talk to people on the way there if I have to. That's kind of been my thing. But me and my friend Katie play a lot, and so like I've been like, hey, like, where are you at? And she's like, oh, I'm talking to Marcy, and I'm getting this unlocked and like finding out about this drama on the side. And I'm like, okay, I kind of want to be in on that. So I've been talking to people more. Yeah, I love that game.
So, are you excited are you excited about the Chocolatier game that guy's making? The Haunted Chocolatier, the fall of the Stardew Valley?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. I think that's even more of a perfect game for me. We talked about that. I don't remember if it was last week or the week before.
I can't remember if they mentioned like any like when we expect another update.
No.
Or is it like...
That's probably going to be a while.
No, because it's still just him. No. Like, yeah. I think it's still just him.
It is, yeah.
Why? I wish he would get some help.
He wants to do it himself, Jerick, it seems like. I don't know. I don't know if there's been an update. Nope, not since he announced it on October 30, if there hasn't been an update. Just says more information to come, basically. So, yeah, that's basically all I've been playing. So, do we want to move on to a little bit of news? Just some
yeah,
things.
Yeah, let's do it.
I think the biggest thing that we... Okay, Cody, introduce it. Introduce
it. Oh, God. Oh, no. Okay, fine. We're going to talk about the news. The news.
Wow, perfect. Oh.
That was really good.
Wow. There we
Maybe
go.
I need to record that and play that every time we do this now.
Yes.
It's going to be our news introduction, our news soundbite.
I love it. We've been talking a lot about the Game Awards recently, so we have kind of skipped over a lot of our news bits. So there's a couple of older things that we could touch on if we would like. But one thing that's pretty new in the space, and me and Jerica and Cody were talking about this right before we started, was we finally got some like flair for our PS5s.
Yeah.
We got new wireless controller, DualSense controller colors. Wow, I just butchered that.
This is hard to say. It's a lot.
And then we also have PS5 console covers as well, and the colors correlate. It's really, really nice.
Ooh.
For those on the stream, hold on, I'm going to show you.
Otto's crying, so if you hear like whimpering, it's because the dog is crying.
Oh,
he's so excited about the new colors that he is crying tears of joy.
But they're really pretty. I really want the teal one. I think that's the one I want.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Jerica has what colors did you pick again?
I had to get two, and I'm really like, I sort of want all the colors, Kayla. Just to be honest, we'll see. Maybe, you know, a couple of paychecks from now, I'll feel better. And, you know, I'll be like, okay, well, I'll just get one more color. But I love all of them. But I did order, because, like, me and Audrey both have PlayStations.
Yeah.
So I figured I'd get two controllers, because regardless, one of us is going to want to use a new controller.
Yeah.
It's just the downside of having
gaming
the same,
couples
hobby as your lover. So, yeah, we got purple and pink. I really like the pink color.
Pink is nice.
Pink is really good. Yeah, pink is good. That blue
Cody,
looks
what's your
really
favorite?
Good too. That blue is like that blue and purple are probably my two. Just like something about like a dark purple mixed with like a black that just looks sexy.
It does look good.
Sexy.
Mm-hmm.
I like the purple a lot, but I really do like the teal. I'm not a fan of the red, but red's not like one of my favorite colors. The red feels a little intense.
Yeah.
I like the red controller. I don't know if I like the red console covers.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Jerica, did you want to take any of these pieces of news we have from beforehand? Like anything from there? You want to
No,
about?
I think we could talk about like you know, I know you have this under expert mode, but like the Game Awards happened.
Yeah, talk about it.
Let's talk Ooh. About it.
Let's dive in. Cody did a whole prediction versus his own thoughts article, which
yeah.
I thought was really cool.
And yeah, it's why I don't make predictions or bet, because I was bad at it, it turns out. So don't look at my stuff. Yeah.
Okay, so I want to know y'all's thoughts on everything, for sure. Jerica.
So, obviously, I had a few beverages when we watched the Game Awards.
What?
So, at one point, I'm like, maybe, yeah, like, I don't have to explain, but I did have, I had an extra beverage that no one apparently knew I had, and I got a little buzzed watching the Game Awards, so some of it might be just my horrible memory. But I could definitely tell you. And maybe it takes 3 hours every year. Is it this long every year, Cody?
It got it this year so. Felt longer. Yeah. Like
it felt longer.
Yeah. Like, it drug on.
And, you know, I understand. I mean, if you didn't have all, like, there's a lot of advertisements in there. And I'm sure, like, some of those advertisements I did pick up on, like, weren't horrible advertisements. They were like, oh, that's, I'm glad that that's getting advertised here.
Yeah.
But I do feel like there was a lot of, just a lot of extra things that were shown. Or this year, maybe my expectations could have been lowered a little bit, because I really did expect some like big heavy announcements. Like, how do you go from one Game Awards like ending with the next Mass Effect trailer and then like coming to this and ending with like with this weird Matrix thing?
I was gonna say, yeah, like nothing. It ended kind of with nothing.
Just... But I think the Game Awards before that, before, so 2019, if I'm not mistaken, am I going 2019, 2020?
Yeah, you nailed it.
2019, thank you, I had to count, just to make sure. They ended with like the Fast and, was it the Fast and the Furious?
Yes,
stuff?
The weird Vin Diesel. That? Vin Diesel.
Okay, so they ended with like, what's her face and him coming out and she's like, Tekken, right? Is that they, when they were talking about Tekken?
They sure did, yeah.
So they did that before, so I don't know why I expected like one more thing, but throughout the event, like I never had, I feel like it was a strong start and then it just teetered off and like nothing happened.
I think I don't know. Yeah, I think that's my main issue with it, is like it was front loaded, like just there were some bangers in that first like hour, just like, oh yeah, here's Senua's Sacrifice, Hellblade 2, like that. Here's that again. Like we're showing that, and that's gameplay. Like there is Alan Wake 2. Here's, you know, a Star Wars game from Quantic Dream, depending on how you feel about that. Like here's all that stuff, and it's like boom, boom, boom. And then the second hour and into the third hour is like, all right, here's all the advertisements. I've paid for all this stuff now that you can, so we can have this thing.
Which,
here you go.
Sort of, okay, it it's makes fine. Sense now. I'm like, yeah. You just explained it perfectly. Like, the real game, the Game Awards, the good stuff is always going to be at the front end because people are going to taper off. Like,
that's a good
watching.
Point, yeah.
And that's when most of the ads that paid for it happen. So I just wish I wish we could be like, okay, this is the point where we don't have to keep watching, or do we? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, usually the good, usually you end on like a banger, though. I don't know.
I mean,
but the year before last, it wasn't in a theater though, right?
No, it was virtual. Yeah,
it was virtual. So maybe that's changed up some of the organization. I don't know.
I got
I don't know.
I've got a couple bones to pick with the Game Awards.
Let's talk through really quick.
Okay.
The like heavy, the big category winners, and I just want to know what you guys think. Let's start with the biggest, okay? So, yeah. Game of the Year went to It Takes Two. Our thoughts?
I'm happy for Joseph Ferris. I don't like him as much as most people, but I'm glad he got it seems like a good game. I have not played it, but it seems people like it a lot. I would have picked it.
Jerica did play it.
I definitely think, like, it was a really hard pick, because what were the choices again? It
so,
was that,
Deathloop,
Metroid, Deathloop,
Psychonauts.
What else?
Ratchet and Clank, okay, and then Resident Evil Village.
Man.
My pick was Resident
really
Evil Village.
Tough. Like, I mean, technically, based on how much I played it and how much I loved playing it, it should have been Resident Evil Village from Jerica's perspective, but I think, like, I really can't say. Like, I can tell you It Takes Two does a lot of really cool stuff that I've never, that I haven't seen implemented perfect. They did it perfectly. Like, what they executed, what the game is, it executes, and it plays very well. Like, from, there's no, like, bugs. It doesn't run weird. Mm-hmm. The story's good. What they do with the mechanics is very unique. And with all those different things that are going on in that game, they make it work really well. So maybe it did deserve it, now that I'm thinking about it like that, because like it, If you've never played it, you should definitely give it a try, because like it is, I like to hear your opinions if you would think it was Game of the Year if you played it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the thing is, maybe if I played it, maybe I feel differently, but like from afar, it's like, it looked good. It looked fine. Like to me, I'm like, Psychonauts 2 really should have won. Like out of those games, Psychonauts 2, I would also have taken a Metroid Dread, because that is a game I also haven't played, but Oliver really loves that game a lot, and I've watched him play it, and it looks great. So
Oliver is also a friend of the show who has been on before. Okay. Sounds like you have lots of opinions. Okay. So let's move to Best Game Direction. Deathloop won. Best Game Direction.
That makes sense to
me. Yeah. I mean, it
makes sense to me.
I can't remember what we picked.
I can't believe you didn't like. It's not like the best. Like, I didn't like how the story ended, but the execution of that game and how they organized everything. There's like, if I have one of those boards, like that guy, was it from Always Sunny?
Yes.
Like that meme.
Yes.
It was them working on Deathloop, because like there's so many different connections, different time of the day influence this thing, and you have to do it this time of the day. You have to do this first and this second. If you don't do this second, then when you do this tonight, it's not going to work out for you. I thought that was really awesome. Like, I don't know, like, maybe I'm defining game direction incorrectly, but I feel like
it's a hard category to figure out.
They were
out.
Able to.
It has,
I feel like,
for
them, they had to go in a lot of different directions.
So the description, the description is awarded for best for outstanding creative vision and innovation in game direction and design.
They executed. Mm-hmm. Definitely executed. Definitely. I can't wait to see what they do next.
Deathloop 2. What were the other nominees on that?
It was Kayla. It Takes Two, Returnal, Psychonauts 2, and Ratchet and Clank.
Man, see, yeah, Psychonauts 2.
Also, It Takes Two.
Psychonauts 2. Like, that game, to me, like, I look at Psychonauts 2, I'm like, that is Double Fine. I know that's what they do. Like, it's got their DNA all in it. And it just, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I need to finish this game so I can be more of a participant.
You should. You really need to.
Also need to play It Takes Two, because I think it might also.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Make you change your mind.
You're right.
Wow.
They
hate it.
I know. I don't know. Like, I can't say no, because I started playing Psychonauts, and yes, it's really good, but I still haven't got to a point where I'm just like, they do this really well. Haven't got to that yet.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Mm. Okay, then we have Best Narrative. This one went to Guardians of the Galaxy. Life is Strange was in there.
Life is Strange should have won.
Yeah. Guardians is good. Guardians is great.
That's
Life is Strange should have won.
That's a
the ending
little
didn't
preview
land on Guardians. I think Life is Strange deserves it.
Yeah.
All right. Next we have Best Art Direction, which went to Deathloop.
That makes sense. Deathloop, this is the one they should have won. That game does have like a style to it, you know, like that 60s-70s kind of weird modernism. Like,
and Psychonauts 2, was it nominated for this? And it doesn't. I would lean almost towards that'd be between those two.
Yeah,
so I think Psychonauts does have like a, unless they think about like, oh, it's had previous games, so it sort of takes the style from the other games. Like, I don't know. Maybe that's why I didn't win, because I always thought like that was the one thing that caught my eye with Psychonauts.
Totally.
It's like, yeah, I don't know. Who am I to judge? I'm not even a judge. They didn't ask us.
We're all judges.
Should.
They did ask us. They did.
Hey, Jeff, you should
not a next. I want a larger percentage.
Yeah,
there you go. Next year.
Best score in music went to Nier Replicant. I haven't played that game.
Never played it.
I've literally only listened to the soundtrack, so it's actually really good. Yeah.
Then best audio design specifically went to Forza Horizon 5.
The cars sound real good in that one.
the cars sound so good.
They sound like cars.
Hey, girl, get in my car bed. Sounds good.
And then let's do like two.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
Listen to my horn. Go beep beep.
Best performance went to Maggie Robertson for Resident Evil Village, Lady Dimitrescu.
I know. She only won because people want the tall lady to step on them.
Yes, that's it.
And that's fine. That's totally
that's
fine.
That's enough for me to, I say that wins.
No. Eric Amori as Alex Chen should have won. She is incredible.
I do. I honestly do agree.
If anything, just for the fact that like Lady Dimitrescu was only in it for like 10 minutes. Like it wasn't even that big of a part.
Oh wait, is she not in it that long?
No, have you not played it?
No,
it's not a nice surprise, Cody. That was my game of the year. Like my personal, probably like the one I had the most fun with was Resident Evil Village. Mm-hmm. It's good.
She's a boss that you face, but she's only one of them. Like
the scene that introduces you to all the bosses at once is one of my favorite scenes in a video game. Because it's so surprising. You're just like, I didn't see that coming. That's cool. Because you think it's just Vampire Lady. Yeah.
I think people voted with, they were a little too horny on this one.
Their beep beeps?
Yeah.
Their beep beeps and their horn horns?
I was going to say the wrong head, but sure, that's fine. Yeah, that works too.
Moving on to Games for Impact. Thankfully, yeah. Life is Strange won for Games for Impact, which is awesome. I know you wanted Chicory to win, Cody.
I would say this is probably the one category I wouldn't have picked Life is Strange in. If you haven't played Chicory, Chicory is on the Nintendo Switch now. It shadow dropped the other day. Play that game. That game is so... It does so much, so many good things about like mental health and like imposter syndrome. Like it really tackles that stuff. It's amazing.
Wait, it's on Switch now?
It just came out on Switch. It's got touch controls too. You can paint with the touch screen. Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Okay. So that's really all of the ones I kind of, well, let's see. So Innovation for Accessibility, Forza Horizon 5 one, which I was interested in. I didn't know it had that many accessibility features, which is cool.
Do you know why? So it was actually, tell us. They have sign language. So you can actually get someone will pop up on the screen and sign. I think they're about to put
that
it
is
in.
So cool.
Yeah, they're about to put it in, or it's just come in or something. But yeah, you can actually get
I've never seen that before.
It's crazy. Yeah, I've never seen that either. It's kind of insane.
That's awesome. All right. Well, there was a lot of other categories, but that's kind of like the bigger ones that I wanted to touch on and just hear you guys' thoughts. Overall, the show was meh, like mediocre. Is that your thoughts?
Yes.
Yeah. I watched
Hellblade 2 gameplay was really, really good, though.
Was that the highlight?
Too good.
The big baby in it.
Yeah, that big baby coming out of the ocean. I was like, is this Death Stranding too?
Yeah.
It's Senua in the same universe as Norman Reedus, Sam Porter Bridges. I want to see it.
Yeah, like I think Game Awards, they were fine. I think
it was fine. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it bummed me out. And I wrote something about this, like with like Jeff Keighley's like response to like the like Activision Blizzard stuff, like all that stuff bad, and then coming out and like giving his like generic 2-minute speech, and then also here's a Ubisoft game and here's a Quantic Dream game, and it's like like you didn't even name them by name. Like I feel like the Game Awards should be a celebration, and the two things I feel like you could use to celebrate, like promoting like workers' rights and like actually showing the awards, because I feel like you didn't really see the awards. I don't think it did a good job of either of those.
That's hopefully maybe they can do better next year.
Work on it, Jeff. Come on.
All right. Well, let's get into the nitty gritty. Let's get in. Let's dive in. Let's I'm trying to think of another synonym.
I cannot wait to play some of these B-rolls to make sure they work.
Oh, we're getting to the spoiler part now.
Yeah. Okay. So we are now in spoiler territory. If you have not played Life is Strange True Colors and you want to, I would suggest not listening forward. Thank you for joining us. If you don't plan on playing, or you don't mind being spoiled, or you've already played it, stick around. We're going to talk through our choices that we made, so it's going to be very spoilery because you're going to hear the outcomes of said decisions. So, all right, let's get in. So, do we want to start with...
Let's start with this. Like, for anyone that hasn't played and maybe they're cool with like spoiling themselves or they don't think they'll play this one, like, what makes Life is Strange games special? And Kayla, this was your first Life is Strange game, right?
Yes.
So, what made this game special? What stood out to you that made it different from any other game that you've played?
So, for me, I haven't played many games where they give you multiple different outcomes, and you can tell that those outcomes make a difference in your environment. There's been very few games I've played like that, and I thought that was really unique. I think the dialogue in this game was some of the best dialogue I've ever had in a game. Oh, you're rolling your B-roll.
That was so cool. Yeah, look at that.
Good job.
I did that today. I'm really proud of
it. Sorry, I got distracted. Yeah, I think the dialogue in this game is some of the best dialogue I've ever experienced in a game. And it all is very like meaningful, but it's fun and it's sad and it's heartbreaking. And it made me feel all of the emotions I was supposed to feel. It took me through all of that. And I think that that's very unique to like have that really intense impact. And it's stunning. But I think what makes it different for me is like, honestly, the mechanisms of like, you can tell that like this choice that you make is going to make an impact in your environment. Like it's going to make a difference by the way that like, even subtle things, the way that like certain sound effects will go off. You'll see the little bubble in the corner. You'll hear the little sound that you can tell that like that changed directions for you. Like the little like, you know what I'm talking about? Yes. Yeah, I just loved it. I loved how like impactful the when I think of this game, the words that come to mind are impactful. That's like the main word that I think of when I think of it. I just love the dive into empathy and like what that means and like her story and about her like finding herself and learning to love herself for those things that like she was ashamed of for a long time and like didn't want to share. So yeah, it's kind of like my little personal mini review.
Yeah, like Life is Strange for me, this is my second one. So I played the first one when it first came out like episodically. Yeah, like that was the thing with these originally. It was like you had to wait between episodes for these to come out, like for the story to finish. These stories like touched me in a way that not a lot of video game stories do. Like it is like emotional. Like the writing has always been like really top notch. Like it touches you in a way like you feel like you're part of that world, like that friend group or that like town with like this with like Haven Springs. Or in the original one, it was Arcadia Bay. When they're over, like it feels like I've lost a group of friends.
Aww. And
like this True Colors, I think, does a great job of like taking things that the original Life is Strange did and like improving upon them and like learning from them. And like really does like good job of just making that town that you play five chapters in just feel lived in and alive. And yeah, it blew me away. Like I thought it was gonna be good going into it, but like playing it, like I broke it up into like one chapter at a time. Like it was just, man, like it was just a roller coaster of emotions and like happy and sad and yeah. The way it handles grief is so amazing and important and like true to like how that actually happens. Like I've had to deal with grief like this year more than like I ever have before, and like it, like I saw things I've fought through and gone through like in this game, and it definitely touched me like in a very special way.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that like there was some points that felt almost like meditative in a way. Like a lot of the times where like I've never experienced a game where you can just like sit and like look and just like be, and like that's the point of that moment, is to just like sit and be in the environment and like look around and like just take it all in. And I just wanted to sit there for a long time, and I was like, wow, this feels like a, and it felt like a, like I would get to playing it after it got to the point where I wanted to play it after having like a stressful day, even though it touches on these heavy topics. Like it made me feel like relaxed, and like a, at some points it felt like a breath of fresh air almost. It's very interesting how that works. Yeah. What about you, Jerica?
You know, I've played every Life is Strange game. And usually when I play them, I always think that, like, well, I'll tell you this. When I first started playing Life is Strange 2, I was like, it's not going to live up to what I experienced playing Max and learning about Chloe and their dynamic and all of that. And, like, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to play another Life is Strange game. It just will never be the same. Well, play Life is Strange 2, and I love those characters just as much as I love Chloe and Max. Like, their story was really interesting. The two brothers, the what happens to them, also very tragic and almost just, like, unreal. And they handle a lot of topics in that game that's really, like, man, I've never seen this talked about in a video game before. Didn't want to spoil that one. We did say we're going to spoil True Colors.
I haven't played them.
They're all so good. And back to what Cody was saying, like, the first Life is Strange, I remember playing through it and just feeling like I was, like, back in high school and, like, having that dynamic of, like, teen angst and finding your place in the world and trying to, you know. And on top of that, these games add the layer of decisions, and, like, every decision you make impacts something else, and you know when you've made one of those decisions because you have the little an icon come up to the top left saying it's saving your progress. You're like, well hope that doesn't make somebody mad.
Yeah,
I hope that doesn't come back to bite me in the butt. So but there's a lot of those choices in these games, and that's one of the things that draws me to them, because not only is it like a cinematic experience, like, you control this character and you move around. And with True Colors, like, they bring this little town in Colorado somewhere. I guess it's maybe based off of, like, Telluride, maybe. I don't know. Like, some little town in Colorado is definitely based off of. And it's so cozy. It's so cute. You just want to walk around and explore. Like, I wish they actually went a little further and deeper and had, like, every building you could enter and interact would be so cool, like a bakery or like a video game store. Like, I wish they would have had more shops open.
That's my only critique. Yeah, I wish that I could have done more.
If it was more open, like, a more open world. Yeah,
and you can tell they're taking baby steps to get there. That was, like, the first time they've ever had, like, a big area like this that was open in a Life is Strange game. So I was like, ooh, this is so cool. And, you know, they're gonna eventually get it to that point, because like to what you guys are saying, each game gets so much better. They get better at what they're trying to accomplish and write and choice and, like, pace. Like, it's all so good. But no, this game is so pretty. I was a little mad that I couldn't run it at 60 FPS, because they put out a statement. They're like, yeah, you can't run this in performance mode. We wanted it to be, like, the best quality ever, and it's not really an action-packed game, so I get why they want to keep the fidelity.
What about the LARP?
Like, the quality of the quality of the game. The LARPing did have some action. But ultimately, like, the game's gorgeous. And yeah, like, that, and every single game has always had, like, a little segment that usually surprises me, and that was the biggest surprise of the game.
The LARP, what?
You both mentioned the LARPing, which I think is in episode 3?
But the thing is, that was their way.
2 or 3?
Yeah. That was their way of helping him, Ethan. That was their way of helping him with his grief, and I thought that was really cool. Because they weren't really, like, I like that they weren't really trying to, like, shield the child from the grief. Like, they were allowing him to, like, feel his feelings, but also trying to be, like, there for him and not just trying to, like, hide it from him, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah.
Also, the soundtrack in this game is so good.
Soundtrack in every game. Every game. Life is Strange has been known to have the best soundtrack that just puts
so
you
good.
In the Life is Strange mood.
Like, that is all I've been listening to lately. Like, it's been cloudy and kind of cold and, like, foggy where we're at. And, like, it is, man, I've just been listening to, MXToon, she is the singing voice for Alex in the game. She is incredible. That cover of Creep, at first when it came on, I was like, I knew this game was going to do something like this. Of course it's doing something like this. And I've listened to that thing like 60 times since then. Ugh, it's so good. That and Blister in the Sun, also very good. I love it.
Yeah. I'll tell you, we forgot to mention this. Like, every Life is Strange game, the main protagonist has a superpower. And I think that's what obviously makes these games intriguing, is that you are playing and making decisions on this person that has, and it's not like any other, well, there's probably other things that have been done similarly, but these powers, usually the character has just discovered them. They didn't know they could do it, and it just happens, or it ends up being a sibling, like in Life is Strange 2. Or in Alice's case, though, she's been living with it for a long time, and her superpower is that she can feel other people's emotions to certain extents. So, like, I thought it was interesting they started out this game basically stating that, like, she's dealt with this. She's known about this power for a long time.
One of my favorite things, and this is, like, a little bit of foreshadowing, and we'll get into more later, but, like, one of my favorite things about this game is how, like, when you start, she is only really feeling the bad emotions. And when you end, she's able to feel the joy of other people and, like, the experience the positive effects of her gift and not have to, like, only feel the anger and the jealousy and the sadness. Because in the beginning, you're really, like, just overwhelmed with the negative feelings. And, like, I feel like I relate to that really, like, that really, like, was special to me, like, see that because I feel that. obviously, not to the extent of, like, the way that she does, of course, but I thought that was really cool, and it really, like, felt very personal to me, so, but I like the little, like, the way that it kind of flips, and, like, the scene with the lantern when they, like, we'll get to it, but
when she saw, like, so that first moment she sees Joy when, like, Ryan, they're talking about the clouds, and, like, and the story, and it's, like, she gets so, like, overwhelmed. She's like, wait, what is yellow? Like, what is that? And then she starts laughing. It was just, it was such a cute, like, just, like, a good moment where, like, yeah, Alex deserves to feel joy. Like, she shouldn't feel like garbage all the time. Like, she deserves
this. Feel the good ones, oh, shoot, my Mac's about to die. I just realized I don't have it plugged in. Hold on. Y'all keep talking. I'll be right back.
Okay. So, Kayla, can you hear us? Okay, good. Okay, so
she can't hear us.
So yeah, I was thinking about the, like, original Life is Strange, because that's what I was comparing this to the whole time, and
I think
I like Alex more as a main character than Max Chloe, which I never thought I would say, because the ending of the original Life is Strange just rips your freaking heart out, and, like,
it does.
Oh man,
it does. It does not hold back. And I was really nervous that I was gonna have that kind of, like, decision at some point.
Oh,
I was like, ugh.
This game is way more optimistic than the first Life is Strange. Yes, it is. Yeah,
this is the best game to play if you've never played one, and you don't want, like, to cry yourself to sleep.
Uh oh.
We were talking about the first Life is Strange while you're gone.
Kenito is following us. Thanks for the follow. Hi. Is that Kenito? Kenito.
Okay. Kenito. Okay, we're good. I don't know. I totally forgot when I was setting everything up to actually plug my computer in. I was like, oh, shoot. Yeah, I just love that she gets to feel the joy part. And it's like, okay, you see that, like, she's learning to, like, live with the good things, too. And, like, you said it right the first time.
Do you guys want to start at, like, chapter one?
Yes.
Gonna go through it.
Let's go through our choices, y'all, and, like, compare.
Okay, so this
is where we get into highly spoiler territory. So if you want to come back and compare your results, you should definitely do that. But yeah, we're about to get into the choices we made in Life is Strange.
Yeah.
Let's see.
So if you're new to the Life is Strange games, I think all of them do this where they're episodic, and usually they actually release episodically, right? This one just released all at once.
Yeah,
this was the first one. Yeah,
I binged the heck out of it.
So the first episode is episode one. It's called, I don't think I have the name of the chapter.
A-side?
Yes, A-side. Yes. Lots of music references in this game, which I really like.
So good.
So your first choice that is really impactful, and I have, do we want to go through all the choices or just the ones that, like, are important?
I'm okay with going through all of them. If you want to go through all of them, we can skip through them maybe. Yeah,
because I think the article I have is only the ones that are important. I'm not sure, but
Yeah,
the first What do you have, Cody? Because you have your list, actually.
I've got every choice it gives you, like, that you can look at the end.
I bet if we go through this list, like, together, I bet if you don't have the list, Kayla, or have every one of them, I bet you'll remember what
you
did.
I will. Okay, so Cody, lead us.
Yeah, sure. So, the first major choice is when you first get into the town, you've just met your brother you haven't seen forever. Like, you know, and you find out, oh, he's kind of being like a stepdad to this kid, is Ethan. And you meet Ethan, he's pretty cool.
I love Ethan.
You can decide, like, oh, you're going to tell Gabe about Ethan's plans to go to the mine or not. Because he likes to go to the mine and draw his comic book. What did you guys do? What'd y'all pick?
I definitely told
you told
the dad.
You told?
Or the father. Yeah, I told him. I was like, your kid is going to go do this stuff in the woods.
Kayla, did you tell him?
It's not safe.
Yeah, that's right. Me and Kayla.
I did not tell him.
No.
I did not tell.
I didn't want anything bad to happen.
Spoiler alert, it didn't matter.
I wanted Ethan to know he could trust me.
I'm just a good parent. If I had children, I would be, you know, I wouldn't. Kayla, if we have kids and my kid says, I'm going to go hide up in the woods and then blah, 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 and do this.
He's not my kid.
You better tell me.
But, I mean, here's the thing, though, is you just met Ethan. You know Ethan all of 15 minutes, maybe. Like, I'm not going to narc on him. You know?
I
don't trust children.
But it turns out that the only thing that would have been different is if you tell your brother where Ethan's going, you go straight to look for him, I think, after you finish working at the bar. Okay, so the result's the same, it seems.
Yeah, you end up going to the same place. I think it's more like you get, like, Ethan doesn't trust you as much, but, like, Gabe and Charlotte, who is Ethan's mom, like, they trust you a little bit more. So, you know, just kind of picks and chooses there. The next choice was, which I think is a no-brainer, but so there's Riley and Mac. Mac is this kind of, like, he works for the mine. He's kind of this, like, hothead, like, temper, you know, like, jealous type boyfriend to Riley, who works at the flower shop with her, like, I think is Eleanor, like, her grandmother? Some kind of parental figure?
Yeah, I think so.
Some kind of. She's an old lady that helps her at the flower shop. But so you can tell there's a story moment where Mac thinks Gabe is cheating on with Riley. He beats down the apartment, just, like, punches the crap out of him. And then Alex, that's one of the first moments you see, like, Alex, like, take that anger, and she just starts just, like, UFC fighting Mac down on the ground. And
it was awesome.
So, like, you can shoot. I felt so cool, man. And then so you can go down and tell Riley the truth about the fight, or you can say Alex can stay out of it with Mac and Riley's fight and just, like, kind of stay out of it. What'd you guys choose?
It's weird. I thought I took a picture, like, of these choices, but chapter one is not chapter one based on what I see on my screenshot. I don't see this one, but I'm pretty sure I told the truth.
Yeah.
Or I made sure the truth was out there.
I definitely told the truth. Yeah, I told Riley that he was a scumbag. Yeah.
I can't remember what I did. I think I might have not said anything.
Oh, really?
So here's the thing. Disclaimer. Here's the thing, guys. And you're going to learn this. Sometimes I choose the unpopular choice on purpose to see what happens. What I feel like is going to be the unpopular opinion, sometimes I choose it just to see if it's different. I don't know. So there are some things here you might see that, like, might be obviously you would tell them, and, like, I won't do that. I don't remember exactly for this one.
Oh, yeah. I definitely, like, Mac sucks. Like, Mac is the worst character in this game. And, like, I understand he's, like, you know, jealous.
I care about
and,
him.
Like, yeah, I want him. We'll talk about it later in a little bit when we get to further choices. But, like, I don't want bad things to happen to him. But, like, he's, like, the one character in this whole town. Like, yeah, you know, he could just go away and I'm okay with that.
I think I did tell her. I don't remember exactly, though, unfortunately, with this one. I should have taken a picture of it.
Speaking of, like, telling things, so the third, like, major choice, according to, like, what the game thinks, did you tell Gabe about your powers? Or did you tell him about, did you tell him the Foster story instead?
I didn't tell him. I didn't tell him.
Y'all didn't tell him? Oh, I told him about my powers.
Oh!
What did he say?
I told him about he was super cool with it. He was like, he kind of, like, struggled to, like, understand, like, what he meant. I don't think, like, Alex at this point knew what, like, what her powers could really do, and she was explaining to it. So, like, when we were going to look for Ethan in the mine, he was like, can you, like, sense him? Because he's, like, scared or, like, angry. She's like, well, no, it doesn't really work that way, you know? But, like, yeah, he was super chill and understanding. We were on the rooftop, and, you know, he kind of went with it. Yeah, he was totally awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't do it. I thought he was going to freak out, so I didn't do it.
No, he was, yeah, he actually, like, was, like, really cool. I was, like, once I was, like, oh, man, yeah, Gabe would be a really cool guy.
Can we
talk I hope we get to see more of him in the episode. Yeah.
Can we talk about the utter shock?
Oh, man.
The turmoil.
What if I told you I paused it right when he was about to get hit? Like, the rock was in middle of the screen, like, about to run in. Like, he was here, the rock was here.
Yeah.
I paused it because I needed to show I was, like, going to get up to do something. And I paused it right there. And I was like,
that's incredible.
Well, I guess that rock's about to hit him.
When I tell you I was shook,
It, like, just happened so fast.
Like, immediately, just rock, boom, falls into the ravine cliff thing, and then we're cutting bait and leaving. Oh, man.
Woo. It was that stupid kid's fault. Had to get stuck and get scared.
My thing
across
is,
across a river.
You weren't even going to try to pull him up?
Yeah, like Ryan immediately was just like, no.
Like, you were not even going to try?
No.
Like.
Yeah.
He's gone. He's dead. They're like, no point even looking at it.
God, man. I'm telling you, like, canyons, like, that kind of stuff. Like, in Lion King, it was bad. In Life is Strange, it's bad. Like, just giant canyons are just not a place you need to go for parental figures. Like, this is bad.
No. Yeah. Nope.
Okay, let's move on to chapter 2.
Let's keep going there to play.
That's where we end off. Cody, what's the next choice in chapter 2?
So the first, like, major choice, so we're coming back to Mac. So kind of, like, set the scene. Chapter 2 opens up at Gabe's wake at the Black Lantern, which fell apart, like, a lot of, like, funerals and stuff, I feel like, happen a lot. It's kind of people arguing and blaming Typhon, who is the name of the mining company, for his death. Mac, who works for Typhon, like, you have to go find and, like, get information from him about, like, a phone call that may or may not have happened with Gabe, which turned out it did happen. And you can either calm him down from his panic attack or let Mac deal with his panic attack on his own. You guys,
I helped him out.
Yeah,
I helped him out.
Yeah, let you help him out.
I did, yeah.
Yeah, I helped him out too. Yeah, I feel like I don't think Alex would ever do that to somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She would be way too empathetic.
I think that we skipped some, I think. I don't know.
I skipped some. Yeah, I skipped, like, the smaller ones. We can go back if you want.
One thing,
this might take us a whole other 2
hours.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
All of them.
I just feel bad for the mom with Alzheimer's.
I know, that made me so... I don't know what's up with, like, older women.
Oh, I guess then,
like,
this isn't...
Like, moms, grandmas, like, losing their memories, like, a trigger for... Like, it makes me so sad. I don't know why.
That's one of my worst fears.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Did you tell Eleanor that Gabe had died? Or did you let her forget?
No. No.
I told her.
Yeah.
I told her the truth.
I told her the truth.
I think she was appreciative.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like, she's like, thank you for telling me.
Blissfully unaware.
Oh, yeah.
And she's like...
Because
she's going to find out. I was afraid she's going to find out in a worse way. So I was like, I'm going to tell her.
Like, let me be the one to rip the bandaid off.
This says consequence. If you hide the truth, Eleanor will stay calm. Revealing the truth will cause her to run away and lock herself in the office, making Alex feel awful.
Okay, it does. Man. It does. But Eleanor later in the game, she, like, because between that and then. there's a choice with her kind of like her Alzheimer's that, you know, she doesn't tell Riley about it. Mm-hmm. And you can decide whether you want to do that or not. But it impacts the later game where, you know, Eleanor thinks you're trustworthy because you told her the truth and then hid her secret. So.
I didn't tell her.
I just let her once. Be.
Okay. I think my order, the article I found is different than yours, Cody. I don't know why.
I'm just going based off the screenshots that took off of the game.
Okay.
So the next major one is the Typhon agreement that Charlotte had to sign.
Mm-hmm. So, hush money.
So yeah, so you can either get her to sign it, she either signs it, doesn't take it, or she signs the agreement because you didn't even decide to go visit her. So, what'd you guys choose?
I definitely visited her. Did everybody go to her?
I definitely went to her, yeah. I did everything. I tried to do everything.
Yep.
I think I missed a couple things, but I tried to also do everything. I told her not to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I told her to sign up.
What? I think I told her... Let me go
justice
back to my picture statement
deserves saying. To be served.
Justice.
Yeah, but the thing is, here's my thought process behind it. I was like, I'm going to get justice.
I told her to sign it too.
Yeah, I'm going to get justice. And then, mm-mm. But you get Typhon's money, so you don't worry about it. Make sure Ethan's taken care of. I got you.
That's right. Yeah, I'm like, get your money.
Yeah, get that check.
Yeah, but that's admitting to them like that they think, I don't know, that. To me, it seemed like you were saying, like, okay, this is how much his life is worth. There you go.
I mean, you are saying that. They are definitely saying that.
His life is worth more than that, you know?
I wanted to make sure Ethan could go on all the LARPs he wanted to and go to college. Mm-hmm. Let's see if there's, like, a small... Oh, okay, here's actually a good one. So in Chapter 2, you get to choose your name for your LARP character. What was the name of y'all's LARP character?
Alwyn? What were the options?
Alexandra, Alto, and Alwyn.
Oh, I chose Alto. Because I was like, that's cute. Alto, like a little play on music.
Yeah.
You know?
It was a music pun. I thought it was perfect. Alto the Bard, I think, was awesome.
I didn't get it, but now I do, I guess.
You know, like an Alto sax. I was in marching band for like a year. Yeah.
Oh, I remember. That's why you walk around so marchy.
Yeah, that's right. I march. Yeah, if you ever wondered why I always bring my knees up to my chest when I walk, that's why.
Like, wow.
Yeah.
That boy knows how to band.
Okay. Oh, so now, how did Chapter 2 end? I can't remember.
Chapter 2. Yeah.
I think Chapter 2 was more just like, it ended with a LARP, I guess, then.
No, the LARP was in chapter, because the LARP is mostly all chapter 3.
Okay, but you chose your name in chapter 2.
Chapter 2 is, you meet Ryan at the, like, where it happened, like, where Gabe's death happened.
Okay.
And, like, you're trying to, like, talk to him about whether, like, get him to forgive, like, because of Alex, get him to forgive, like, hey, like, you need to be able to forgive yourself for this, like, you didn't cause this, or, like, Alex can offer him, like, Gabe's forgiveness. Yeah. Like, and then they have like a moment where like, hey, we're gonna be part, like you, Steph, and me, and are gonna be like this investigation group. We're gonna go try to take down Typhon.
Okay. All right. Chapter 3. Dun, right. Dun, dun.
Chapter 3 has got one of my like favorite scenes in it. We'll get to in a second, but. Who did you choose to distract Diane with?
I used Alec or Steph.
Yeah, Steph. I used Steph too. Yeah.
I used Ryan.
That's Kayla. Okay.
Bold move.
Bold Do you move.
Know why? What happened?
Do you want to know
why? Yeah. Why?
Because I don't know. I just got the vibe that like
got
Ryan.
You got the vibe.
However, it didn't change anything.
I loved like Steph going over there and she's like, oh, and then because you can like look like read her emotions, like does Alex think I'm hot or like, and then And then she goes over there and like Diane like blushes really hard and it's like, oh, well. And it's like I was like, oh, Steph is, I love Steph all day. All day I'm with Steph. Man, it's a great character. Yeah.
Okay, so nothing. I actually didn't change. She reacted the same way with both. Cool. However, it does affect your relationship with the one you choose,
right,
and makes you closer to them. So next we have, I think, Charlotte.
So yeah, this scene is kind of amazing, like, and it's heartbreaking and really like one of the first like gut punches where like. I kind of teared up a little bit, like, watching this, like, their interaction together. Like, Charlotte, she is so distraught in her grief and anger, like, at herself. She's angry at Alex. She's angry at Gabe for being out there. And to the point where she gets so angry that she is mad at Ethan, her own kid. Like, she blames, part of her blames Ethan for Gabe's death, for being out there, like, in a place where he shouldn't be. To the point where then she feels so guilty because of that, like, and like, you know, like, you know, a content warning or whatever, this is like hefty stuff, like she talks about, like, you know, suicide in a little bit, like, or hinting at it. What'd you guys like think of that scene? Like, I thought it was like super awesome, like impactful.
Yeah,
it was. It was so well done. I didn't want anything to do with it. I was like, oh god, let me get out of here. I don't know what to say. I didn't know what to do. So I was like, yeah, I feel like anything I forgot what the choices are. When I took my pictures of my choices, it just gave me the same chapter. So I do not know what I picked. I don't know the choices. So I feel like I did not absorb her power.
Yeah. So you could have took her anger from her or left her with her anger.
Okay. See, I think I did take it. No, I don't remember. No, I didn't.
I have things to say. Okay.
Okay.
I did not take it. And I did this intentionally because as someone who deals with some of these things personally, I think boundaries are important. I think that you should be able to be there for someone without actually like absorbing their emotions. I really thought the scene was very important because it is important to show like how these things like affect people and how grief affects everyone individually, and I think it's important to be there for people. But Alex herself was going through a lot, like, and she is having to deal with all of this, and I think that she wanted to be there for Charlotte, and like, but she was scared to take it from her and to take it away because she was already dealing with so much herself. I think that her as a character probably did want to take it just to like be able to help with that, but I also think that Charlotte has to work through some of that. And, like, I don't think you should do that alone at all. I think the people that you love are very important when you're going through a time like this. And, of course, professional help as well, like, in the real, like, sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that sometimes it's not the best decision to shoulder the burden for people. Yeah, that's a very deep answer to that.
No, but, I mean, like... Yeah, like, I think for me, like, grieving is something you have to go through when something bad happens, right? Like, when there's a loss, like, it sucks, like, it's not great, like, it's not a fun place to be, but you kind of have to go through it to accept what's happened, and I think, like, yeah, if you take her anger from her, like, it's, like, two things, right? Like, you're violating her, like, kind of mental space, which, like, I think that's a thing to think about too, like, with these, her powers being like empathy, like changing people's emotions, like, what, how much should Alex go with that stuff,
yeah,
right? Like, how
I think
much
that
should
was
she
very yeah, interesting,
yeah, like, what boundaries are there? And like,
I think I was afraid to, because I at first, like, it's still a game, mm-hmm, so I'm like, yeah, she's got this power, let's use it, I'm gonna take it away from this lady. But I think also, like, I was thinking, like, a Star Wars thing would happen where Alex would basically turn into a Sith Lord, like, absorbing so much hate. She just starts hating and being this evil person.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a little concerned about doing that. So I think that's why
I wanted Alex
not
to take care of
take
herself.
That from her.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's both,
I think,
right?
I want her to turn into a Sith Lord.
I think that you can be there for people and not take their emotions as your own emotions.
Yeah.
Definitely. I think that's really important. But also, like Jerrica said, it's a game. And it does talk about important, like, I think that's very important, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, so did you take it or did you not take it, Cody?
I left it. So I left her anger with her.
Okay.
I did, yeah. Like, I think that was, they kind of hinted in a way of just, like, if you take, like, I don't know what's going to happen. And I thought, like, two things of, like, I think Charlotte needs to go through that. And then, like, Alex, I don't think needs that because she's already has her own grief that she's going through with Gabe and, like, I think that would just make her feel worse. I didn't see any benefit to it at all.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there was no plus sides there.
Well, it turns out that was a good choice because if you do take the anger away, she'll burst in front of Steph and Ryan. I think they mean Alex. Because of this, yeah. Steph and Ryan will leave the apartment and Alex looks at the flash drive by herself.
Oh.
Dang.
Okay.
And during the festival in chapter 4, you will meet Charlotte, who will tell you that she's not feeling well and having a hard time feeling any emotions because you took hers.
Oh, man.
And in chapter 5, she won't be on your side at the very end.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you leave her and doesn't fight with Steph and Ryan... Then, so basically, taking that anger causes Alex to fight with Steph and Ryan. If you leave Charlotte and don't fight with Steph and Ryan, then in chapter 4, Charlotte apologizes to you and eventually will be on your side. So she, like, apologizes for having, like, her time. So, yeah. Interesting.
That, that moment in chapter 4 where they, she's, like, on the dock or whatever. Yeah, like, they just kind of, like, have this, like, it's an awkward moment, but, like, it's actually, like, you can tell, yeah. like, she's growing and, like, oh, this healing is happening.
Yes.
Like, it was, yeah, it was, I watched that, and I'm like, this feels like real life to
yeah.
me.
And if you would have taken that away, then she yeah. wouldn't have had that opportunity.
So. How much did y'all like the LARP in chapter 3?
I kind of thought it was a little cheesy.
No.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it
was meant
granted,
to be though.
Like, it wasn't. I liked yeah. it. Yeah, it was a little over the top, but I feel like there's always something in a Life is Strange game that's always like a little over the top. Mm-hmm. I wish I could think of like something else that was similar because I know every game always has like this is a little bit too much, but whatever.
But it was a little bit of a shock because like the whole game doesn't feel like a gamey game until that part. And it's kind of a little more game than like
sitting yeah.
like and so it yeah. felt a little weird, almost like a little bit out of place to me. I got the point and like the reasoning. I thought that was important. I love that they were doing that for him. But I wasn't the biggest fan of that part.
To me, I made me want to go do a LARP, and I don't know what that says about
yeah,
me, but like,
let's go.
Let's go. I was like, oh, this just looks like if everyone's bought in, that just looks so much fun. I liked how like everyone in the town, or most of the town, like kind of went along with it, like Steph
that
turning the record
yeah.
shop, yeah, or like turning the record shop into
I have
like
to
this.
Pee real quick.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that okay?
That's fine. Yes.
Sorry to interrupt. I don't think I've ever peed during a podcast, but I've got to go. I'll be right back.
Oh,
I'm glad
worry.
I could
we
be here
discuss.
For the first. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, like, yeah, like her, that record shop, like turning into like a witch's, like, merchant
like Otto.
Shop. Yeah, it was so cool. Oh my God. Oh, that's great.
Oh, sorry.
God. Oh, you're good.
Oh, buddy. Man. So, I loved that yeah. the whole town did get involved. I thought that was really yeah. cool. I just think that, I don't know, some parts of it, I was like, okay. I'd rather
it's
be like
super cheesy, yeah, and like yeah. I think LARPing in general seems cheesy.
But
like
if
the
you're
foam
into it,
stuff. Yeah, like it. I don't know. It seemed if everyone's bought in, it seemed like it could be like a pretty fun time. I liked the old school like Final Fantasy like battle music that was playing when you would have the
yeah.
the battle. Like that was great. Like and then like at the end when it gets like like actually, like you, she uses her emotions. So it's like she kind of uses her powers to like envelop what Ethan is feeling, like what he's imagining during this LARP. And like everyone
yeah.
gets like Jed gets like all villainy, foreshadowing, and like you know he, like how they actually cast magic at each other. And she's playing her guitar and it does stuff. Like yeah, I thought it was super cool. It was
I
like,
loved
good
it too.
Moment. Yeah.
I loved the part where, so the reason I loved the part where she taps into Ethan's emotions and sees everything, to me, that's what it feels like to, like, read a book. And, like, that's how it, like, looks. Like, on the outside, you're just, like, you know, like, reading the book. But when you, like, really see the picture of what's going on in your mind, that's what it feels like to me. So I thought that was pretty cool. And I love to read.
That's the thing. Like, I didn't actually think about that till you mentioned it. But that's totally what, like, when I'm, like, reading, like, a fantasy novel or something, like, I imagine what's going on. And, like, it's so, super similar to that where I'll, like, I'll picture it. Like, oh yeah, like that. I loved that. Like, it reminded me, like, when I was a kid and would play like action play figures, or we would go, me and my friends when I was growing up, we would play like Pokemon battles, and I'd be throwing rocks and thinking Pokemon came out of them, you know? Like, yeah, that's dope.
Oh, are we talking about playing Pokemon in real life?
Yeah.
When are we doing that?
Oh, Jerica, God. we're still talking about the LARP, and we're talking about how at the end Alex taps into Ethan's emotion, and she gets to see it through his eyes, and like how.
Oh yeah.
And to me, I was telling Cody, it's like that's what it feels like to read like a book to me is like that.
Yeah.
Because of the way you're picturing it, so that was really cool.
Ah, this is incredible.
I did think it was cheesy, but it's fine.
Cheesy can be good. Cheesy can be good.
It can for sure.
I add extra cheese to everything I do. Or eat.
That's perfect.
Sounded weird now.
Did you guys tell Riley about Eleanor's condition? Don't do that.
Absolutely not. No.
Okay. No.
I don't think I did. I think I kept the secret.
Yeah.
Because me and Eleanor had a thing.
Yeah, I didn't tell Riley.
A thing.
Yeah. Oh. Wow. Secret.
That was a didn't know that. Did you?
Bonus ending.
Me and Eleanor.
All right, so chapter four.
Flower shop.
Oh, that's kind of sweet. Chapter four, what we got, Cody?
So chapter four kind of has a similar decision to the Charlotte thing. So Sheriff Pike, someone we haven't talked to yet, he's like a goofy, like old-timey, like, like kind of a joke. Andy Griffith. Yeah, Andy Griffith. Like, I'm just whistling through town. Like, won't be your bud. Yeah, so like eventually, dude, you go through the Spring Festival, and we'll talk about it later. But like you're trying to, the reason why you had people flirt with Diane was to steal a USB drive. You go through the USB drive, and then you bring it to Pike, and Pike's like, "Yeah, anyway, I'm arresting you because you stole property," which is all right, cop.
But that feels fake to me. I don't know if that's real.
Yeah, I know. But you can then so Pike, you see when like, he's interrogating you. This purple aura around him, you're like, oh, he's terrified of Typhon. Like, Typhon is a big corporation, he's terrified of them. And you can either sign Typhon's affidavit that Pike gives you, or you can he'll let you go after you take his fear from him. What did you guys do?
I didn't sign it.
Yeah, I didn't sign either. I took his fear from
him. Wait, those were only two options. It was take your fear or sign it.
Yep. So like
I don't think I signed it.
Let me look at my choices because now I'm like I don't remember like taking anybody's anything.
So I took his fear. So like I don't think I
would have signed it either.
Yeah. So like I took his fear and didn't sign it. It's like unlike the Charlotte thing, this seemed like a good emotion to take from him.
Yeah.
And that also wouldn't completely wreck Alex.
Yeah.
Though, like, later on, after you take her fear, she's back in her apartment. She, like, collapses on the floor a little bit because, like, the fear just kind of overwhelms her for a minute.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah. And I think it's, like, you need to do that later on for Pike to, like, be on your side. So you have to kind of have to take his fear.
I might have not taken it. Why don't I remember this one? Anyways.
Oh, man.
The choice, this is what it says, so the consequences. The choice affects you a few dialogues and the mood, but mostly that Pike will not stand by your side at the end of chapter five. Yeah. So I think I did take it because I'm pretty sure he stood beside me.
He was with you at the end of, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was with me at the end. Yeah, like I thought it was different from like, yeah. But
that was the only important choice in chapter four.
That's what the game says. I don't believe that. There's one other choice I definitely want to talk about. while Jerrica looks up her choices. Who'd you give a rose to?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because there's one right answer here. There's one right answer here. Let's see if you got it.
Of course. Whenever I'm going to play a game, you know, they're going to be gay in my game. Game. So, yeah, I gave it to Steph.
Oh, totally. 1,000%.
I did not. But here's the thing. I did that because I knew that you two were going to pick Steph. And I wanted to know.
I mean, Kayla would know. Kayla's like, I know what Jerrica's doing with this game.
I do. And I wanted, I wanted to know what the other option was. I wanted to discuss it. So I wanted to see what happened. Good content.
I said, yeah, you're a good game journalist, Kayla. Good job.
But I love Steph. I ship them just as much. And honestly, Ryan makes some questionable choices anyway. So I don't know.
Ryan is just so, like, and Ryan's fine. I don't hate Ryan. Ryan's fine. But, like, Ryan just feels like he fell out of, like, a Hallmark country movie, you know?
Yes.
He wears flannel. He's got the boots. Oh, he knows about nature. All shucks. And he knows
about birds.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Wow.
He's a bird guy.
Steph. I see Steph, and I'm like, God, if Steph was straight, I would date Steph. Like, I look at Steph and I'm like, yeah, it's that beanie.
Steph's cool as shit.
She likes, yeah, she's so awesome. God, yeah. I would hang out with Steph all day.
I loved Steph, but I really wanted to see if, like, anything different happened with Ryan. So I chose Ryan.
Hey, Ryan's fine.
You can also choose to not give somebody a rose. Did you all give it?
Oh yeah.
Here's the thing. The game wanted
I'm
you to
a lover.
The game wanted you to pick Steph, which I appreciate them, but because Ryan was hard to find. Ryan was like hiding.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, Ryan, you had to go like behind the stage, and he was like far away.
You're right. I don't think I talked to him actually. Now that you say that.
Which is interesting.
I end up talking to him, but yeah, you know where Steph is. Steph's at the radio station. You know where she is.
Yeah. I'm really excited to hear what you guys chose for the ending.
Oh man.
Are we moving?
Did y'all kiss Steph or Ryan? Kiss your person?
Oh, no, yeah. I didn't.
Yeah, I did. I kissed him.
What?
I did.
What?
Was he disappointed?
No, we had a nice moment still.
Had a nice moment?
But,
oh man.
We talked more. I can't remember exactly what it prompted. Now that upsets me because it's different than y'all. But we just talked about like our emotions. Like we talked more and like I didn't actually choose to kiss.
Oh, yeah, that was they kiss and then we were talking about the joy and then like yellow just explodes and it's such a cool moment. Where you're like, yeah, they both love this. Alex deserves this. Steph is awesome. Make me another Alex Steph game, please. I'll totally be down for that. There's one other thing before we move on to like chapter 5. Chapter 4, there's like a side thing that you can miss. So like looking at my choices, only 16% of the people who played this game did it. So like so you guys might not have.
What is it?
So Ducky hangs out in the Black Lantern during the Spring Festival like by himself. If you go to the Black Lantern, you realize like, oh, Ducky has usually been this like kind of quirky character, like early on, like kind of a weird guy. Like he's very solemn and sad, and then you know, use your powers to figure out what's going on. So he met his love of his life at the Spring Festival, and like that's why he came to Haven Springs and all that.
Yeah.
And then like she dies, so she's dead. And he never goes to the Spring Festival after that. He was the reason why. And
he just like hides in the tavern. Or
yeah,
whatever.
during the Spring Festival. And so you talk to him, you like go through these, you know, figure out why and like you know what he meant, she meant to him. And then you decide to go put a song on for him. And then you and Ducky have this like really sweet moment of like slow dancing by yourselves in the Black Lantern to their favorite song. It's so just, oh man, like I got like teary eyed watching it while I was playing it. just such a you sweet moment for a character that, like, before that,
you wouldn't think had
no,
that.
Yeah.
Like, he's just, did like, you do
it? His drinks and hanging.
Oh
out.
Yeah, yeah. So I end up doing mm-hmm. that. It was yeah, just really, really, really good. Yeah, and like totally a missable thing that you could not have seen. So
I didn't do it. Yeah, I didn't even know that was a thing.
That's what this game had a few things that you could have missed because I thought I was doing pretty good and I went back. I was like, oh. Didn't do that.
That's right. Yeah, the Black Lantern was a nice place to be at till the very end of chapter 4. Great.
Yeah. Did you guys see this coming?
No. Oh, not
no.
at all.
No. That was a Life is Strange took a dark turn. Dark turn.
And I don't want to, because these remasters are coming out and I want Kayla to play them. I don't want to spoil the original Life is
Kayla,
Strange.
Oh my God.
But there's something similar that happens in the first one that is just and it's,
you don't see it coming.
Yeah, it's really
okay,
good. Yeah,
I'm
no
definitely
idea.
Gonna play it for sure.
You gotta play it. Gotta so play good. It.
Yeah,
because of Jeb how much this. Yeah. What yeah. the Jeb, heck?
Jeb being a bad guy, man, just lying to your face the whole time. What a jerk.
God.
Trying to murder you, like.
Yeah, tried to just kill you.
Straight up.
Good God. Didn't hold back.
Yeah, when
I'm like, man, I knew this space I'm written up here. I wasn't even written it. I knew it didn't come free.
No,
something wasn't free. He's letting you stay there for free.
Yeah,
nothing's free.
Yeah, he only wanted your life. So
as long as you stay quiet, you can stay in this nice, fun apartment.
Oh, that apartment looks so cool, by the way.
It was really
that part
cool.
Was awesome. I'd
yeah,
love it.
I had no
I'll
idea
stay there on vacation
that no. he was bad. Like I had absolutely that. Like I was shocked. I was the woman
yeah,
was too stunned to speak.
When when you're like at like you're leaning down looking at the mine because he takes you out there. He's like, hey, I know what Typhon's been hiding or whatever. And then you all of a sudden Alex says like, hey, Jeb, why do you feel like sad and like afraid? And then it cuts, no, like, and then he pulls the gun out as you turn around, and it's like, ah,
good God,
what are you doing, man?
There's the twist.
The game's so good. All right.
Insane.
So, okay. Are you ready for chapter 5? The end.
Yeah, I
yeah,
want to know.
Go.
Apparently, there's 6 endings.
There are. They all are kind of similar, I think.
Yeah. They are, yeah.
So, I guess, like, the first thing, well, I'm gonna skip the first choice on here, like, the first major choice on here, because we'll get to that at the end.
Okay.
But, did everyone, so, who all, like, took your side at when you were railing into Jeb after you survived the mine? You show up all bloodied and, like, busted up, and you roll up into the Black Lantern for his council meeting. Like, who all took you guys aside? Like, who did y'all have stand with you?
I'm looking. Let's see.
This is something I really wish I would. Dang it. I did not look this up, so I don't remember.
So
definitely
been,
Charlotte,
yeah.
Because
okay.
I think. Okay, here's what. I think it was only Charlotte that had my side.
Man, I don't think she did not have my back, because I guess I did take her power.
That's
her power.
It, then, yeah.
I
took
or
her
I took her anger. Well, you know, I was just trying to be a superhero. That's how I play. I just want, you know, I want everyone to be okay. I'll take your pain away. Eleanor sided with her. That's take
away.
Oh, that song. Evanescence, right?
Yeah.
Yes, that's, yes.
I have a funny story that I need to tell y'all about that song
okay.
later.
All
right. Pike sided with me.
Okay.
Ducky sided with me.
Okay.
The only ones that didn't side with me, I think the only one that did not was Charlotte and Ryan.
Ryan, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so not to stunt on you guys, I had everybody side with me.
Dang, wow,
so
that's impressive.
I was
nice!
Only, yeah, I had everyone with
me. How'd you do it, man?
You know, I'm just a freaking awesome video game player, so you
wow.
know I'm just amazing, you know.
He's like real gamer.
Yeah, I'm real gamers play Life is Strange. I got the platinum so yeah.
you
know.
Did
I did yeah I got the platinum.
Okay,
for
awesome
it. It's an easy platinum. You should go, the memories are cool that you gotta go find.
I tried to get all of them, but I missed some. Because I love that part. That was one of my favorite parts, was the memories.
I liked it better than, like, the first Life is Strange, you took photographs. And those were cool. They were harder to find. The memories I liked because they were, like, little snippets of more story stuff. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that. Yeah, I had everyone on the council back me. So, yeah, even Ryan turned against his dad. And was like, get out of here. I think that Ryan
had my side, but Steph didn't, because I think with the choices that I made. And then Charlotte definitely had my side, but I don't remember the rest, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think I was definitely a minority. Like, yeah, only 14% of people, according to the video game, had everyone on the council side with them. So, did you guys forgive Jed, or did you denounce him?
Yep. I forgave him.
Forgave him?
I mean, so, you know, I mean.
I didn't.
You didn't forgive. I thought when I was looking at y'all's choices, I thought, Kayla definitely forgave Jed and Jerrica twisted the knife. No, I twisted the knife. I was like, no, man, you're going to go burn in hell. Like, screw you, man. Like, uh-uh.
That was messed up.
You killed my dad. You tried to kill me. You kind of killed Gabe inadvertently. Oh, man.
Oh my god, no.
Oh yeah, by the way, your dad was in Haven Springs the whole time, and he had no idea, and he died because of Jed. Crazy. Ugh.
That was a little bit of a stretch for me. It was. I was like, what are the odds?
Very convenient. Very convenient.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good point, yeah. But, oh my gosh.
I love how Otto's fallen off his bed, now he's rolling.
The scenes where they were in, like, oh my god.
Cover that up.
Oh, where they were, like, going through, like, her memories and stuff. And,
yeah.
Like, I felt very seen when the one where she has to put the headphones on to drown out their shouting, like, with Dad and Gabe. I was like, I've definitely been in a household that has had some shout matches before that I've definitely drowned myself out with a video game. So, like,
yeah,
that felt real, real, real fast. Me.
The whole game felt real.
Yeah.
Come here, Otto.
Oh, man.
I feel bad because Otto's junk is just flashing everywhere Cover on stream, and like... I just wanted to get out of frame.
Yeah, we're having this really deep discussion. Like, yeah, like, you know, like,
gotta cover it
family
up.
Trauma. Anyway, here's this dog, you know, showing his business.
I don't want to get removed from Twitch.
Oh yeah, flag.
Okay, yeah. Otto's gonna get you
He's
banned.
He's got a hoodie on. He doesn't have any pants on.
That's
Otto, come here.
That's hilarious.
Well, I guess it's there
he's,
for the
he's,
world to
he's
see.
He's Winnie the
Pooh. Okay. Do we want to get to the ending choice?
Yeah. So
let's do it.
Oh man, there's so many. So you can the kind of major one is. A, do you want your romantic person to go, like, do you want to go be with them? Which,
of course.
Yeah, I definitely wanted Steph to, I wanted to be wherever Steph was. Or Steph, did you want to be where Ryan was, Kayla?
No, I went. I didn't. Like, I went by myself. I left on my own.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I left with Steph. We left Haven Springs and we went to go do music. I wanted to go do music. After our Spring Festival performance, I wanted to go do music. So I left Haven Springs.
I wanted to be my own person and fly away by myself.
Man.
Fly like a bird.
Only fly away.
Nelly Furtado.
I like Nelly Furtado.
Yeah, that was my choice. What about you, Jerrica? Do you stay or go?
Same as Cody. We left. We got out of there and
took Steph with you
the next night. I think.
Oh yeah, just like oh, do a good job, babe. I was like, yeah, I will do a good job. I'm gonna kill it.
I wanted to see the performance.
Me too. God, I wanted more singing.
It's like aww.
The game really pushes you to stay there, doesn't it? Though, like
it does.
It shows you like.
I almost felt like I made the wrong choice.
I did too. Or I was like, oh.
I was like, oh no.
We could have run the music store together and like, oh yeah, you know, eventually things will fade and it's going to become, you know, Gabe will drift by. Oh, by the way, you're talking to Gabe's ghost this whole time, by the way. Yeah, you're talking to Gabe's ghost. Yeah. His force ghost showed up. But yeah, I like that we left Haven Springs and, you know, it taught me a bunch about myself when we went. Now I'm going to go find my passion with my new lady.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect. Chef's kiss. Fantastic.
This game is pretty perfect. Pretty yes. perfect. Almost.
Aside from all the right. cheesy lurk. I'm just kidding.
I like that. I like that you thought it was cheesy. I think it's great.
I mean, that's yeah. I feel like you can't be a LARP and be like cool about it.
But I see its value. I do see the value.
That's right. For sure. Yeah. This. I was telling Jerica this. This game ends very optimistically in a way that other Life is Strange games don't. So.
Yeah.
It definitely ended on a happier note than I was expecting for sure. Which I'm glad for. I think that was nice.
Well, I definitely want to, especially after my experience with this game, definitely want to play the rest. And I wanted to wait until the remaster comes out because I feel like that'll be the best experience.
Yeah, wait for it. I might play it
again. Oh, I'm going to play it again for sure. Yeah, I'm definitely going to play it again. Like, the stuff in with Max and Chloe in the first one, like, I remember playing that the first time in, like, 2015, I think. Like, I was in college at the time, and it spoke to me in a way that, like, I've not had, like, any of the Telltale games that are similar to, like, this. Like, never really did. It's hard to explain, but, like, it just hit me in a way where, like, oh, yeah, like, I know these people. They're my friends. And, like, things happen, and then, yeah, and they get real sad. Real sad.
Hmm. Well, I'll make sure I'm in a good mental place.
Yeah, you want to be. Well, we should do another one of these when the remaster comes out because I would love to hear your thoughts about it.
What? Yeah, you thought. I just like it's a ride.
It's definitely
Life Strange 1 is a ride.
I don't even want to tell you her powers yet if you don't know what her powers are.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know what
her powers are.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Good. Don't look up anything about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You like it.
Did y'all feel sad after this game ended, even though it was optimistic? Because No.
Did you?
A little bit. Yeah. Not like, it was like good. It was like a good sad. Like, I felt like I was leaving these people I'd gotten to know after a while. And like, I stayed awake. I finished at like midnight. I think I stayed awake till like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Aww.
And it was just like, I was like listening to the soundtrack and I was like, oh, like I'm not going to see. Like, I don't know if they're going to do another Alex game. Like, I want to see Alex again. Like, I want to see...
Yeah.
It's almost like they left it in a place where... I wonder if they would ever... So, here's my ultimate dream, without spoiling the other games. You know, I would just love that they do, like, a...
Reunion?
MCU, like, S game with all of them.
I mean,
because they're all in the same universe. They're on the same, like, it's in the same... I don't want to spoil anything, but, like, the Life is Strange 2... mentions things from Life is Strange 1. There's a connection there. So, like,
well, so
it's all happening about the same time.
Steph is from Before the Storm, which I haven't played.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So she's from Arcadia
also,
Bay.
Also, yeah. And one of my favorite parts from Before the Storm was the D&D game that she runs or whatever. DMs.
Man.
So it's so good. I would play that game. Like, if that was just a game, I'd play that.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Steph is so good.
I hope they bring them all together for something. I want to know how they got their powers. Like,
that's the thing. Yeah.
We probably will never get that answer, but like, that'd be cool if they like.
There's some. I was doing some like research because immediately after this, I was like, I want some Life is Strange artwork and prints and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot, it turns out. Not a lot of t-shirts. Hmm. Not a lot of prints. It's really, really a bummer. Through their Square Enix, get on that. Mm-hmm. But they do make comic books, and I want to read those. They follow like the original Life is Strange, and they choose.
I've read one.
The fact that they chose, I'm gonna speak.
An ending.
Yeah, chose an ending that maybe you wouldn't have chosen, and to be like, hey, we're gonna follow this path down. That is super interesting. Yeah, so I'm gonna get those and read a bunch of them. Now.
I love comics, so I would love to pick those up, but I'll probably play it first because I feel like that might
play it first. Yeah, definitely. Yes, you definitely need to play it first.
Yep.
All right, guys. Well, this was really fun. I loved hearing. We definitely chose some different stuff. I feel like for the most part, we were kind of on par, but I purposefully like wanted to sabotage kind of and choose different stuff. But yeah, I think that this game was like definitely top tier. It's hard to compare it to other games that I've played this year.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, where does this fall onto your list? Yeah, where are you ranking it at?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think this might be, it's really hard because it's so different, you know? Mm-hmm. But I think that because it's hard to say that I had, like, I did have fun playing this game, mm-hmm. but I think I had more, like, fun, per se, playing Resident Evil. So I think that Resident, but if you think about it, though, like, you can't, it's two totally different.
Apples, like, oranges, yeah.
Yeah, but I would say that it's definitely up there. It's probably my number two game of the year.
It's, yeah, for me, it's definitely, like, in my top three. Like, I haven't made, I've got a list of games I've played this year, and I'm going to, like, boil it down a little bit. But, like, mm-hmm. it's definitely, I feel like it's cracked, definitely top five, probably top three. Like,
okay.
It's going to be up there with, like, Death's Door and Psychonauts, probably.
Okay, Jerica.
I have to probably put it at, it's hard for me to, like, Resident Evil, Deathloop were, like, the ones games that I just played the most of. Mm-hmm. But I like this game, too. It's probably going to be, like, those two games are tied for first, and this and Ratchet & Clank are tied for two.
Oh, God, okay. I forgot about Ratchet & Clank. Oh, man.
Because, like, both were just, like, really fun to play, and they were just more of the same things I love. Yeah. So I just, there's really, one's not better than the other one, in my opinion. So they're just tied. I have two games for first place, two games for second place.
Wow.
You gotta make the tough cut.
I can't do it, though. This is, like, the first year I ever, like, there's not, like, an easy yes answer. Like, mm-hmm. I had a lot of games that were good.
Yeah. It's been good. It's a good year in video games.
It has been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of next year in video games, we'll have in a couple of weeks or so, we're going to have a really fun episode where we're all going to go through.
We should do it like the first week in January sometime. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No,
I got really excited.
No, it's okay.
I really wanted to say, like, it's my birthday week, so I really want us to, like, figure out a day to do it so I can put in the calendar.
Yeah.
Which we're gonna do
I think we were going to say maybe January 5th.
We still haven't announced what we're doing.
What day is your birthday again in January?
The 4th.
Oh, okay. Because I think we're planning on doing it the 5th, if possible. Maybe.
That'll work out. I'm doing nothing but playing video games.
And we're talking about our fantasy game league.
That's what
we're talking about. We're gonna do that.
We're gonna
love
do draft
us to stream it.
Yeah,
do our draft picks and all that live.
I think that'll be chaotic.
I'd like to be able to. I like to be able to look at everybody and make fun of them and, like.
It's true.
Like, study people
as a
when they make their choices.
As a former champion who won in my first year of competing in the fantasy game league, and then this year hit a big sophomore slump. Didn't do good at all. I need a third year. We're making a comeback. We're going back to the top.
I've done mediocre both years, so I just need either a big lose or a big win. Like, I want one of those.
My rookie year was not a strong one. It's not a good one.
Man, did pick the right indie games. Yeah, the indie games just did not come.
They did not come through. Not like I thought they would.
Yeah. I thought a lesbian mail delivery person was going to be a slam dunk. Turns out it wasn't.
Me too.
Yeah, turns out it wasn't.
Never even. I mean, why was that game rated M?
What?
Why was it rated M for mature?
I still don't know.
Is that Lake?
Lake.
Yeah. There was more sexy times in Life is Strange than with oh man.
Okay, well, we'll save it.
Very weird.
We'll save the draft. Stay tuned for that. Follow our socials so you'll see when we announce what we're doing and when we're doing it. And I think that wraps us up. Thank you, Cody, for joining us again.
Thank you guys for having me on for the second or fifth or maybe third time. We'll look at the record. We'll figure it out.
It's the Cody facade. It's the Kremlin facade.
It's the Crumdella effect where, you know.
Crumdella.
So, you know, it's fine.
I love that.
Yep.
The Crumdella effect.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye, guys.
See ya.